Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's program, we're going to be talking to a fellow who was born and raised in Jessamine County. He still lives here along with his family, and he is an up-and-coming country music artist. His name, Walker Montgomery. We'll talk to him right after this word from one of our fine sponsors.
There's nothing like a good backup plan. If you have a life insurance policy at work, you may already have one. But what if it's discontinued? Talk to a shelter insurance agent. They'll help show you how to provide a safety net for your loved ones, or set up a policy that builds cash value, or how to leave a legacy to a special charity or institution. Learn what life insurance can do for you. Call Mark Miller, your shelter insurance agent here in Nicholasville, for auto, home, farm, business, and life insurance. Give him a call. 885-4409.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you on this Saturday as we continue to learn more about people and places and things in our county. And we are here today with a special guest who, it's kind of odd, on this program, I don't know in the last 4 years as I've ever had the opportunity to interview a father and a son. So I think this is a first. A couple of years ago, we had a gentleman on our show who raised here in Jessamine County. He's lived here in Jessamine County for years and knew his mom, his dad, and all of his step-parents. And actually, he went to school with my brother. His name's John Michael Montgomery. Well, now we have, 2 years later, his son, Walker Montgomery, who has broke out onto the country music scene with a lot of fire. Good morning, Walker.
Good morning.
Glad to have you along, and I appreciate you finding time to come see us. You have become a busy guy in the last year.
Man, they've got me running ragged and right off the track, but I can't complain. You know, that's what you want, and it's been a very blessed year.
Let's start with a little background to reiterate probably some things that John and I talked about, but let's talk a little bit about the family. You know, years ago, and there was an old radio station here in town called WNVL, and that's where I got my start.
Okay.
And I knew your grandfather Harold very well when he worked at several different places, but in particular Fitch's IGA. He also was one of those guys who I think his lifelong dream was to hit it big in country music, and he recorded a few records.
Did record a few songs. Yeah. I still got the 45s of them.
And that's been, you know, a long time ago. So I knew him, and John Michael was the same age, I think, of my brother. He would, let's see, John Michael's probably born around 65, somewhere in there. So I knew that family for quite a while. They were always interested in music. I mean, the whole bunch of them interested in music. Now, they lived here for quite some time. John Michael and then your Uncle Eddie. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you've got an aunt who's a pretty good singer.
She can sing.
But I know John Michael especially, and I guess Eddie, with the Austin City Saloon and places like that in Lexington, kind of that's how they kind of got their start.
It's the glory days, man. Yeah. Back in the glory days.
I saw a video on Facebook the other day that your dad had reposted of him and Eddie singing. Back in, oh my gosh, I don't even know, they were young.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really cool to see.
They both still had hair.
They did.
That's the main thing. Yeah.
The Montgomerys, though, the whole family's been blessed with a musical ability. They have. All of them, I know there was, you know, John and Eddie can play, Harold could play, your mother or your grandmother could play. She played the drums.
Yeah.
So they've been blessed in the Montgomery family. So John, for a little bit of history, he hits it big. He gets signed and comes out with this great music, I swear, some of those early songs. Eddie then comes along and gets with Troy Gentry.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Montgomery Gentry. Now, with all of that, was there ever a time that you did not think, this is what I'll do?
Well, you know, growing up, I respect my parents immensely because they never pushed music on me. They kind of let me find my own path to it. They surrounded me with football and basketball and, you know, acting, choir, and all that stuff. And then, you know, it's inevitable, but about sophomore year of high school, that's when I started to realize, like, all right, I ain't gonna go to the NBA now, so I ain't gonna get rich throwing a football.
Better go back to playing.
It's been a blessed few years.
All right, so you're 20 years old. Let's talk a little bit about up to this point from, mm-hmm. from that time. First off, we want to tell and we want to brag on the person that I would assume is probably your biggest fan, and your mom. We've talked enough about your dad. Tell us a little bit about her, where she's from, and let's brag on mom.
Well,
a little.
We call her Mama Crystal now, because I mean, she's been booking the shows for me. Of course, we just signed with William Morris Entertainment. Mm-hmm. So she got fired from that, which she's happy about. But she's from Lexington, mm-hmm. and they met over at the Grapevine. You remember the Grapevine?
I do, on Man of War and Tense Creek.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but, he did. He hung out there quite a bit,
that was
didn't
the
he?
Place, Austin City and the Grapevine. That was because Troy's dad on the Grapevine.
You know, I didn't. I think I had forgotten about
so
that.
So they hung out there. But yeah, Mama takes care of me now. You know?
Yeah.
So that, you know, during when I get to come back up here during the wintertime and get a little bit of free food.
There you
go. That's you know, she's happy right now.
Now, you say come back up here, so you're living in Nashville.
I'm living in Nashville right now, yeah.
You were born 20 years ago, but about when you came to the family, there was already a child. And I don't want to forget Madison.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about her. She, from what I understand, a singer of her own right.
Oh, she can sing like a bird. But, you know, she doesn't like to get up on stage and in front of a bunch of people. And I keep trying to get her to play. She's a heck of a piano player, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, and here's harmony better than anybody I've ever heard. But so I keep trying to get her up there on stage, play a little piano and do a little harmony with me, but maybe one day.
Is she graduated college?
She is taking classes at Louisville right now.
Oh, in Louisville.
Yeah,
okay.
Which I'm a Kentucky boy.
Well, but I understand. But yeah. You got to go where you're the
biggest. You got to go where you got to go.
What will she end up doing? Do we know?
Hopefully something in music. Because she is really talented.
Yeah.
And, and she's just a really nice person. I think she could make some strides in the business industry.
Yeah. Good. All right, let's get back to you. So mm-hmm. you are going to school. They've got you involved in sports. They've got you involved in, you said, choir, did you say? Or
yeah, choir, acting. You know, they surrounded me with a bunch of stuff in school every now and then.
Yeah, you had to think about those.
Yeah.
But at age, you said a sophomore.
I was about a sophomore in high school.
That's when it kind of said, mm-hmm. maybe this is for me.
Yeah.
Did you go to mom or dad and say that, or did just kind of...
It was just, you know, I just kind of started playing.
Yeah.
You know, I started playing out. My first show was at Willie's, locally known, mm-hmm. and at their old location. I think they just closed down again, mm-hmm. which is unfortunate. But, at their old location, little dive bar place. But after that, I was like, all right, this is fun.
A lot of dads, especially, who see their sons follow in their footsteps. There's no middle ground from what I've seen. They're either all for it mm-hmm. or they're all against it. Mm-hmm. What did John Michael say when he finally realized that you were wanting to take the same route that he kind of took?
Well, he always uses the term pass on the torch.
Yeah.
And he sits back. And if I need him, he's there because he knows how important the fans. They're friends, not fans, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. And I want to be Walker Montgomery first. And I think the music that I put out, you know, it shows that. It's my own little style. But not just John Michael's son.
Right.
You know, and he got into the industry because he's John Michael's son. But, you know, I always say it's a great umbrella to be under.
Sure. Absolutely.
I'm blessed with Eddie and their dad. But they sit back, and if I need them, they're there.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's go off on a tangent since you mentioned Eddie. Your uncle, Eddie mm-hmm. Montgomery, half of Montgomery Gentry. And they like John, mm-hmm. performed a lot in Lexington.
Yeah.
Won some competitions, got mm-hmm. to be nationally known. You just made a great comment that I want to emphasize is that the Montgomery family in itself has been very blessed mm-hmm. with musical talent.
Mm-hmm.
It's wide. We talked about Becky. Mm-hmm. She can sing.
Yeah.
Eddie can sing.
Oh,
your
yeah.
grandparents could sing. Your sister could sing. Mm-hmm. Becky now has a son, Dylan Carmichael, who's mm-hmm. doing great in the business. This isn't a fluke because John Michael got discovered. This is because all of you have been blessed with the talent.
Well, we are very blessed.
And, you are.
Yeah, but, you know, we're a close family. And
yeah.
And, yeah, it's just, you know, and especially these past few years, I feel like.
Well, let's talk about that because I think mm-hmm. I know what you're mm-hmm. maybe alluding to. The whole Montgomery family went through a great tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
Your uncle especially, but I know... With the loss of Troy Gentry, I know that he was equally as close to you guys, mm-hmm. like an uncle to you, probably.
Oh yeah, and I mean his daughter Taylor, yeah. as his first daughter, Taylor. You know, she's one of my best friends. She lives in Nashville too, so I see her all the time. But it was a rough period, and but we still went on stage because that's the only way we know. I remember we were doing the Danville Barbecue Fest, mm-hmm. and then the pregame show for the UK football game mm-hmm. against EKU, and of course on the day of Danville, he passed away. And I was like, well, should I cancel the show? But I was like, no, if he was here, he'd call me something, mm-hmm. something that we can't say on the radio mm-hmm. if I'd cancel the show. But, you know, music's who we are, and I had to get on stage with Troy.
It's your job.
Yeah, yeah.
It's your job. But that's the thing that I think people have to understand. And I think one of the greatest tributes that you guys paid to Troy mm-hmm. and that Eddie continues to mm-hmm. is continuing what he's doing because yeah. that's what Troy would have wanted.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, they talked about it because, you know, you never know when the good Lord's going to call.
That's right.
Call your name. And that day, unfortunately, it was Troy, but there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
You ain't going to change it any. So that's just how the world works. But he was just a great guy. And, yeah. and the time we had him, yeah. he made the most of it.
Eddie continuing on by himself now, I think.
Mm, yeah.
In fact, did I just see not long ago, did you not perform with him at Renfro?
Yeah, at Renfro Valley. Yeah. We got to open it up for Montgomery Gentry and my dad for the first time ever in the same month. So that was pretty cool.
How does that feel? How does that feel to be on stage with these guys? I mean, it's just got to be a yeah. great family time.
Well, I mean, I've gone up and sang a few songs with them before, mm-hmm. but I've never opened up for them. You know, mm-hmm. it's never been Walker Montgomery and then Montgomery Gentry, right. John Michael Montgomery, and that was, you know, that could bring a tear to your eye. I mean, it was a great night. It really
Absolutely.
Was. Both of them.
All right, so you decide we're going to backtrack a little bit. You decided 15 years old,
yeah.
sophomore. This is it. At what point in your life, in the last year or two, whenever, did it finally hit you? This is it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, when Simple Town got on the radio, mm-hmm. You know, I remember when I wrote Simple Town, it was right after the Jessamine County Fair, and they'd never had music, or they might have had music back in the day, but they hadn't had music in a long time, and,
right.
and about 1,000 people showed out, and I was just overwhelmed by the support of my hometown and home mm-hmm. county, so I went home and wrote Simple Town, and then in November of 2017, it got on the radio, and that's when, you know, I was like, well, I might have to put college on hold for a little bit and move down to Nashville, and so, you know, it's been a blessed year ever since that song came
yeah.
out. Yeah.
You knew then, and it must be cool to turn the radio on and hear your song.
It's a feeling like no other.
I'm very proud of the fact that was your mm-hmm. song that hit first. And I'll tell you this story. I don't know if you've ever heard this or not. I reminded your dad about this. Back in, oh gosh, I'm trying to think what year it was that your dad cut his first album. And back then, they would, you know, we still use cassette tapes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bill Laney and I did the morning shows at WNVL, and we got in about 5:30, and I went out the front door to get the paper, mm-hmm. and there sat John Michael on the step. I'm like, what in the world are you doing here? He said, well, we just got finished recording my first album, and I drove all the way home from Nashville because mm-hmm. I want you all to be the first to play it. And he brought it on a cassette tape.
Oh, yeah.
And we did an interview on mm-hmm. the air. Well, one thing that I totally appreciate about mm-hmm. your dad, and I appreciate about this song, is the fact that you guys have always remembered where you're from. The fellow that was on the air with me that day, Bill Laney, told a story one time. There used to be a singer, I guess he's still around, T.G. Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
His real name was Bill Brower. I think that's right. But he was from Tennessee, somewhere, a little mm-hmm. town. And they had erected a sign. They were very proud of that mm-hmm. fact, home of Bill Brower. And later on, he did an interview on some national show, and they asked him where he was from. And I think the little town he was from was somewhere out of Memphis.
Mm.
And instead of saying the town's name, he said, I'm from Memphis. And it made the townspeople so mad they took the sign down. And
oh.
I remember Bill Laney telling your dad, yeah. don't ever forget where you're from.
Yeah.
And he never has.
Mm.
And you never have. And this fact that you did this song, I mean, that's really cool that you guys remember your roots, and I think that's real important.
Well, Jessamine County's home.
Yeah.
You know, I went to school in Lexington, but I always come back home mm-hmm. to Jessamine
that's
County,
right.
and that's just how it is. That's,
yeah.
that's who we are. and that's my simple town. And hopefully one day we'll have a little sign coming in that says "Welcome to Simple Town."
I'm sure we will. But, and I know your granddad would be extremely proud.
Well,
of the fact
we
that,
hope so.
That you are. You're proud of where you're from, because I know he was, and I know he was here a lot.
Oh,
I say, I can see him so well dressed in that white smock and Fitch's IGA cutting meat. And then when he had the electronic shop on Edgewood Drive, well, I really liked Harold. He was a good fella. Yeah. Lost him way too soon. So you've hit it. You've signed. What's going on now? What's your life all about right now?
Well, like you said, we just signed with a booking agent. And right now, you know, the touring has kind of slowed down. We just had our last show of the year yesterday in Somerset with Rodney Atkins and Smithfield. And it went great. But, you know, I'm just writing and stuff. Mm-hmm. Probably the next step is a publishing deal and then hopefully a record deal, but I'm writing a lot of songs right now, and we're gonna get some more music out.
Does that come pretty easy, the writing part?
Just depends on the day, depends on how you're feeling, but writing is a, you know, it's a really big passion of mine. I wrote Simple Town all by myself, and so it's close to my heart, and we got a song called Flames that we're gonna put out that I wrote. But writing is definitely, especially nowadays, it's a big part of it.
Do you enjoy it as much or more than singing?
Well, I love being on stage now. I love getting up there and shaking my butt. But I mean, it's close. It's a close second, definitely.
You know, Jessamine County has been very blessed with people in that industry. You know, Lee Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Thomas Miller, who's one of a very distinguished songwriter from right here in our camp. Yeah. In fact, his sister works with me in Circuit Clerk's office. And then, of course, you and all of the rest of the family. Dylan's a big writer, too, isn't he?
He is a big writer. He wrote almost all of his album, I think. But yeah, he's doing real well. We're proud of him.
I am sure that throughout your life, because of your dad, you have met some country artists. Since you've gotten into the business yourself, have you had the opportunity to meet some of those big guys? And how's it feel?
I met a few of them, and the one thing I can say about country music is everybody is just, they're great people.
Yeah.
You know, and country music takes care of country music, take care of our songwriters, take care of the artists. It's just a family, you know, and I could see that growing up, and now that I'm in the business, I can see it, and it's just a real tight-knit family.
It's got to be, though, quite humbling when you stand on stages and realize who's come before you.
Mm-hmm.
I told this story not long ago on this show. I remember as a DJ, the first time I ever went to the Ryman Auditorium and actually took the tour and stood on the stage, and it dawned on me, oh my gosh, Hank Williams and George Jones, Haggard and Loretta Lynn have all stood where I'm standing, and you get a little weak knee if you're in the business and enjoy the music. You get a little weak knee thinking, I'm not worthy of this.
Well, that's what I remember the first time I stood. I was like, should I be standing on this? I think I should stand off to the side. Yeah, it's, you know, that's just tradition. That's just traditions in country music, man. And the Opry is in the right, and the Mother Church is what they call it, it's a great tradition in country music.
Where do you see, or where do you hope you see yourself in the next 5 years? Let's go easy.
You know, we're just trying to, every year, trying to build more blocks. You know, we had a lot of accomplishments that we wanted to achieve this year, and like I continue to say, it's been a blessed year. The good Lord has blessed me big time, and you know, if he keeps putting opportunities in front of me, I'm going to try to take them the best of my abilities, just keep on keeping on.
You mentioned this a while ago, so let's go through the process. You've been signed by a talent agency, you said.
Mm-hmm.
So right now you're performing at different places that I guess that they set up for you.
Yeah.
So the next steps are, you said, maybe a songwriting contract. How does that work?
Yeah, publishing deal, record deal. But the main thing right now is just keep on playing music, getting out and doing shows. Keep writing and keep on getting music out there, get the name out there.
So does William Morris, as your talent agency, are they the ones that are kind of going to these record labels, I don't even know all the names of them.
Yeah.
But the normal ones where you're Epic and you're RCA and all those people. Do they approach them to on your behalf to say, hey, we need to sign this guy?
Well, I mean, they can, but right now our main focus is getting out. You know, Kentucky is home base, obviously.
Right.
And they can't see, but I say that with a big old smile on my face. Kentucky's the best. But, you know, we're just getting out of the state, doing more out-of-state shows.
Yeah.
And just getting the name out there, really. And that's, I mean, we're just trying to grow the fan base. And that's our main priority right now.
And a lot of that hasn't changed. If you remember, and I'm sure you have, the movie Coal Miner's Daughter,
mm-hmm.
Loretta Lynn and her husband, Dew, went on the road in the old station wagon and actually went to the radio stations with records in hand.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's basically kind of what you're doing with your shows. You're going out so that people in other places mm-hmm. of our country can say, why isn't this guy making records? The record company will see that. They're, of course, in it for a profit. We have to be realistic.
It's still a business.
It's still a business.
But,
so they're looking at that. So then that's when that comes along.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it
works. Basically. You know, it's just building those blocks. And like you said, it's still business. You know,
right.
It's a fun business. You know, we get to go on stage and work.
Yeah,
get to have fun during work.
On a personal note, let's talk about your family. I have this question on my show that I ask numerous people, and I don't want you to talk about it as an entertainer, but if you had to describe, we'll start with your dad in a couple of words. How would you describe John Michael Montgomery?
He's just a great guy. I'm proud to have him as my daddy. He's my hero. He's my role model. Mm-hmm. But that's just the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's just, you know, people, every time I get into a radio station or whatever, they're just like, hey, man, your dad is just a regular dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he doesn't think he's better than anybody else or he's, you know, we're just all the same. And, that's probably the main thing I've learned from him.
Tell you this funny story. A few years ago, I had him on our jury. I'm ahead of the juries here in the county. He was on jury duty.
Okay.
And he showed up to orientation, did not have a hat on. He just normal dressed.
Yeah.
And I never will forget. I knew where he sat. I saw him. There was these ladies sat beside him. And after it was over, the lady that was beside him came up to me about something else. And I looked at her and I said, what'd you think about your juror there beside you? And she's like, who are you talking about? And I told her, well, she liked to have died. She didn't recognize him. I mean, he was just a regular Joe.
Wearing a ball cap.
And he came and he did his civic duty like anybody else would. And, you know,
that's what you got to do.
That's what
man.
You do.
You know, that's what you do.
That's what you do. All right, same question about your mom. How would you describe her in a couple of words?
She takes care of me. And trust me, I need to get taken care of. But, you know, she doesn't get thanked enough. All mamas don't, really. You know, driving me to school every day. Daddy's on the road. And, me and sis, you know, for 18 years almost. Or I guess 16 years until I got my driver's license.
Yeah.
But she's the biggest blessing in my life, without a doubt. That's mama, right?
That's mama.
It's mama. You got to love mama.
That's mama. So if this question was asked several years from now about what do you want those two words to be, what people say about Walker, what would it be?
Well, just the same as John Michael.
There you go. Know?
I mean, because he, like I said, he's just a great guy.
Yeah,
he really is.
Yeah, you've got some good role models.
Yeah, I really do. I'm extremely blessed.
Yeah. All right. What's up next on your plate? Now you got some show dates coming up, I guess.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we just signed with William Moore, so next year we'll be hitting it hard. But we've got the EP out. We're gonna start pushing a little love song on the EP called "You Heard It Here First." If y'all haven't checked it out, go on and check it out. About to make a music video for it.
Oh, yeah?
But we got some news coming soon.
The EP you're talking about has five tracks on it. Mm-hmm. Just Say When, Burning 18, You Heard It Here First, Simple Town, of course, and Just a Truck. Do you write all these?
No, I did not. I wrote I wrote Simple Town, and I wrote a song called Flames that we were going to put on there, but decided not to. We're going to release it as a single.
Is this available on iTunes?
It's available on iTunes, all streaming services, all streaming services, Amazon, Spotify. And if you want a physical copy, go to walkermontgomery.com.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And pick yourself up one.
How's it feel to have your own website? I mean, you know you made it when you got your own website.
Man, of course, I'm not too technology-driven, you know, but I can get on Instagram and Facebook, and that's about all I can do. And even then, I ain't too good at it. But you know, it's a lot to deal with. Your own website, you got a lot of legal stuff you got to jump through.
When you, if you ever come to the point to where you have a 20-year-old son sitting with you.
Man.
That's scary.
I think my heart just dropped a little bit.
And I can understand that because the time that the first time that when I talk about interviewing your dad back years ago, I never thought I'd have three either. So I can understand that. But with, but the day will come. And when that comes, whether they're in music or not, will this experience be one that you'll say to your kids, just the greatest thing ever happened to me?
I mean, music is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. It's who I am. And, you know, even if you're not trying to make it in the business, music is, I always say music is the one language we can all speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to sound all kumbaya,
but you're right.
But it really is, you know. And, it's been a great experience for my life. And we're just getting started, too.
You are getting started. Yeah. And I think there's a great road ahead of you guys, all of you. And I say all of you. I'm not just talking about, you know, John has had lots of hits. Excuse me. John's one of the old men, believe it or not, in the business.
Hey, we call him old man, too.
He's been around so long. And, you know, Eddie's getting to that point, too, where you're around so long, your name is entrenched.
Yeah.
People know you. And, you know, there are probably more people today, especially under the age of 40 or so, that will know the name John Michael and Walker Montgomery than when I mentioned George Jones a while ago. It's just a generational thing.
Yeah,
the name is there, and so your name and your cousins and all that new bunch that we're hearing now will be the names for four down the road, and I think that you'll be fine in that, and your music is great, and you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you very
much.
You've
got good genes. but you got to know how to do it, though. That's the key. Yeah. It's not just because of who you are or who you were born to. You got to be willing to do it, too. You've got the talent.
Well, you said best earlier. You said, this is my job.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go and work as hard as I can to succeed in my job. So that's just how it is.
Well, we're looking for big things. We appreciate the fact that you're one of us. We're always proud.
Hey, Nicholasville's home, baby.
And we're proud to be able to see people like you and others that have done other things and other careers, too, not just music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
From Jessamine County and what it means that this is home.
Mm,
and it is.
It's
proud to be able to say, they're one of ours. One quick story, too, it was talking about John and people not knowing. Do you run into that? You know, I was at Walmart one day, and he came in, he had a ball cap on. I stood there and talked to him, and people just walked by him, didn't have any idea who this dude was. Is that happening?
Sometimes I get recognized, sometimes I don't. But when I do, I take a picture, and I love getting recognized. But, But it's, you know, right now we're just having fun. But yeah, I've been, you know, we're walking around Walmart, and he either does or he doesn't get recognized.
Yeah, you know? and you go on and you live. You got a normal life too.
He did. Like you said earlier, he doesn't wear the cowboy hat everywhere he's wearing.
Nobody knows him.
Yeah.
He was in the courthouse one day. This has been several years ago when he first hit it, and he did not have any hat on.
Probably had hair back then.
He had a little more than he's got now. You're right. But I was standing there talking to him, and people would pass by and say, "Hey, Doug, how are you? Hey, Doug." Never say a word to him. Then when they found out later who it was, I got chastised. Why did you tell me that's who that was? You're going to go through that.
I'm excited for it. I'm excited for what the future holds.
Yeah, well, I think you got a great one, and I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule.
Hey, well, thank you. I'm glad that I came in, and it's a fun time.
Good luck, and we'll be watching for you. And people, again, if you want some great music, all you do is go to iTunes. You can just search his name, or as he told you, walkermontgomery.com, and it's available. You can hear one of our own here in your however you listen to music. So good luck and congratulations. Tell all your family Merry Christmas. We hope they have a great holiday.
Do. Thank y'all. God bless.
My thanks to Walker for coming in this morning and talking to us about his newly found career and his life and the life of his family. We appreciate you coming in also each and every Saturday at 11 o'clock for All Things Jessamine. Also, I'm here every weekday morning, get you up and going from 6 until 8 on Jess FM 105.9. I love the simple tale.